grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. Dom and Crute are the devil's advocates. Brass monkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I can't wait to go back out and do it live in a bar like my favorite bar, the Jade Monkey, one of Hawk's finer neighborhood bars. I've been joined by Hawk Sullivan right here in the Madison studios. How you been, Hawk, man? Far too long since I've seen you, my friend.
It seems like it's been a very long time.
Hawk, I swear to God, the last time that we did any sort of a official event at one of your bars, Election Day 2016, the day they shut off the former Progressive Talk station and the day that Donald Trump became president.
Oh, wow, man. Is that how long has... No, it's been...
Since we did a live show in your bar, yes, sir.
That's crazy. Good to see you, Hawk, man.
You too,
Dom. Can't believe it's been so long.
So you know, what are we going to do about that, Hawk?
Okay, wait. Your audience might be saddened to know that I got here, okay? I got here at 4:20, okay? And I walked in, and I was expecting to see some, like, nefarious 420 stuff going on. I mean, Dom's not here, so maybe that's the reason why. But it was like this, it came in and nothing. There's, like, just can't, nobody's, like, smoking a joint in the...
Like, it's all talk?
Yeah,
talk.
Just a bunch of smoking mirrors show. Here.
Well, let me defend ourselves in saying this, Hawk. I offered you a beer when you walked into the studio.
Oh, that's true. He did. I said, no, and, I would fall asleep.
He said, do you got a White Claw?
Yeah. Shut up.
It's okay. I had a couple the other day. They're not bad.
Hawk, the bars have, relatively speaking, been closed, man. It's been a tough time. How's this pandemic? You've survived.
Well, yesterday.
But certainly you didn't thrive during a pandemic.
No, I mean... I think it's funny when people will ask me to donate something to like donate to their thing right now. I'm like, you know, you're asking a bar and restaurant owner to donate stuff. Right? Like, but no. So yesterday I applied. People don't know. I mean, if you pay attention to the news, yesterday I applied all four places for the restaurant revitalization grant.
Is nice. That a state grant or
is
that
federal grant?
Money. Okay,
it's a federal grant. It's a lot of money. If it goes through, it sort of makes it so that 2020 kind of didn't happen. Now, the great thing is that the Biden administration gave preferential treatment to woman-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and if you own a business in a place that's, like, you know, not doing great. So for the first 3 weeks, they have first access to that money, which is great. Even though I'm a white straight guy, I'm all about them getting that money first. And I'm sure there'll be enough money for me. Anyway, now it's a lot of money, but we don't know what it's going to be like going forward, frankly. Like, we don't know what the restaurant and bar business is going to be like for the next year or so. I mean, in Dane County, most people are getting vaccinated because we're not complete morons, you know? And
I do know.
And I think this kind of, for a group of people like Republicans who are pro-business, man. Well, you ain't pro-business if you're not convincing your uncle and Republican aunt to get vaccinated, frankly, because the non-vaccination people, which is like, I don't know, it's like half Republicans don't want to get vaccinated, they're going to be the ones that actually stop businesses from getting back to normal. Yeah. Like, sorry, but you're the one stopping it. Like, if you're not getting vaccinated, you are anti-business. I'm sorry, but you're anti-business if you're not getting vaccinated.
They are the reasons, Republicans, that we can't have nice things talk.
It's so frustrating nowadays. I have friends of mine who work at the Capitol, and they don't. It's not like it used to. Like you said, I mean, Schultz used to be like. I mean, you know, I mean, I. The days when you could just argue with a debate with a Republican about just regular stuff, you know, and then you would just be like, I don't agree with you. And now it's just nutty talk and there's no talking to any of them about anything.
Hawk, how frustrating was it? We've got a friend, Kirk Bangstead, with the Minocqua Brewing Company, and he was frustrated, disgusted by the fact that there was so little action. I mean, there was the first round of pandemic money right away. And then nothing for months and months and months and months, not on a state level, not on a federal level.
They didn't meet for 8 months, right?
They didn't even get together.
They didn't even meet Zoom.
Consider giving the small businesses like yours and mine any sort of
relief. I mean, not any anything, right? They didn't do like correct. They for 8 months they were like,
well, they
cool, bro. Like
no, they collected per diem.
Oh man, that whole story.
And why is there not talk about that? Why is there no? They're running for office. They're running their campaigns. They don't have time to govern.
How is that not a bigger story? By the way, I mean, I don't know. I'm at a loss. I'm not normally at a loss of words, but like in the last couple of years, you really see this kind of. I mean, it's a cult. I mean, it's a cult. Yes. Listen, the mask mandate. Let me tell you something about this. So, if you drive around Wisconsin this last year, outside of Dane County and Milwaukee County, you wouldn't know there was a mask mandate because nobody wears their mask, right? And which is okay, fine. You want to live in the. Okay. It sucks because if you're someone who's, you know, believes in science and you live somewhere else, you can't wear a mask. Anyway, they get rid of the mask mandate statewide, and we lose all that funding for SNAP, right? And like, for what? It's not even as if they were going around giving you a ticket for masks anyhow. I could sort of see, okay, people are getting on my case for a mask mandate. I want to get rid of this mask mandate. They weren't even bothering you anyhow.
They were not compliant in the first place.
Yeah, right. You weren't compliant. No one's giving you tickets. No one's – like, why do you even care? You just want to make poor people suffer.
You
like,
know,
literally. It's just so disgusting.
Just for clarity, the Evers administration went around the – terrorist negotiators, the Republicans, and they negotiated the SNAP benefits directly with the Biden administration, and they've recovered $70 million a month.
That's great, because I will say, listen, on one hand, I think there should be a penalty for getting rid of mask mandate, but then on the other hand, it's like, who are you penalizing? You know, you're penalizing poor people. Like, come on. Penalize? I don't know.
Well, you think about that though, Hawk. I mean, who would penalize poor people? And .. Oh, the Republicans would. And not only that, the leader of the assembly thought he could use that right as a poison pill to negotiate with Evers to make sure the Republicans, although they did not vote for any of that federal money, of course the state wouldn't, but none of the Republicans here on the federal level voted for that money. They want now what, some control over the $3.5 billion Evers gets to dole out for the state?
Of course.
And they were going to hold that $70 million a month to feed 400,000 poor people over Evers' head so they could get access to that money. Evers went around them. They look like asses. And the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin still support them.
It's just so gross. The whole thing is so disgusting. I'm sorry. Everybody's got to start calling what it is. It's disgusting. It's not like it's just like, oh, it's just politics. You know, people are being political. No, it's disgusting. It's gross. It's inhumane. You're, you know, like you're an unempathetic person. You just don't care. Like, as I was driving over here, I was thinking about how, you know, the infrastructure plan. And I was like, you're not paying for it unless you're rich. Why are you against, like, Americans? And it's not just Republicans.
Americans aren't against it. It's just Republican lawmakers.
Yeah, lawmakers. Yes. Tom Hartman has a very good point. He always makes sure he says, the polls show that Republicans, not elected Republicans, but Republicans are actually for it. Right. Yeah.
So Joe Biden can accurately say, you know, this is a bipartisan plan. We've got bipartisan support.
Yes, I do like what he's doing.
And no Republican votes.
Yes, I do like what Biden has been doing when he says this is bipartisan because Republicans are for it. So I do like that messaging. I don't know. So anyway.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a old fine sponsor and a friend of ours. He is Hawk Sullivan. He owns four of the finest neighborhood bars in this city, Madison, Wisconsin. And Hawk, specifically, you did some investing in the Jade Monkey. You've redone it. Shiny and new.
So my lease was kind of coming to an end at the old Monkey. And the guy who owns the corner, he's getting old. And frankly, he would only give me, you know, so many years more. And I'm like, I got to take more. And I sort of convinced him to retire. I was like, listen, you're getting older. Your wife is...
You're old!
You know,
go home!
Sell your corner, you know, because he could sell the whole corner for pretty good money.
Yeah.
And I sort of convinced him to do that. And he, you know, begrudgingly was like, you're right, I should just retire. Anyway, I moved 1,000 feet down the street, which is... I had looked for a while. And so the new space is bigger, but it feels the same in some sense, in the sense that, like, it looks the same. It's, you know, newer. There's more space, which right now is great for the COVID, right?
How about the outside patio?
Patios.
That's new, right?
Same, new patio, but, like, it feels the same. It's a pergola and there's a fencing, and it fits. It's about the same size. So I'm excited. You know, like, it was sad because we opened up last year and we could only have outside seats. So it was like, come on in, check it out, now get out, go outside. Right. You could take a little tour of about 10 seconds and then check out the new place, and then you can't spend any time in here. And then, so, yeah, it was weird because, you know, I had already in January started the construction, and then COVID, you know, which was fine. COVID didn't really affect my construction thing. Maybe pushed it back a couple of weeks, maybe tops.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that people will really enjoy the new Monkey because of the space. There's a couple other things there. I have a little mini arcade. There's like a little room that has about 6 games in it.
Nice.
And a little mini skeet ball game where you can win a beer.
Skeet ball? Skeet for ball. Beer?
Mm-hmm. And then there's the same amount of parking. You know, it's just nicer in there. It's just newer, nicer. You know, it's sad, the old Monkey, you know. Like, people were kind of sad.
The funky
employees.
Monkey.
Yeah. How long were you at the old place, Hawk? How long was the old Monkey there?
13 years.
Wow.
And so there was some nostalgic, you know, kind of sad, you know. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something, man. That building, the old Monkey building, was a piece of crap, man. I mean, it literally, if you push too hard on the wall, it'd be like done.
Hawk,
so.
Let's just go create some new memories.
Yes.
Let's reopen the Jade Monkey in style. And let's do it as a party to celebrate Dominic's 50th year on this planet. Flag Day, Donald Trump's birthday. What? And, oh, yeah, Crudy's birthday as well.
Wait, June you had the 15th. Same birthday? Hold on a second. You had the same? It's not on the
Trump and Dominic have Trump the same birthday. June 14th. It's Flag Day. And I'm June 12th.
Oh, so,
so
you
we
and Dom have
often party our asses two, really? Together.
You guys still – wait, is it your 50th, really?
I turned 50 during the pandemic.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it's 51.
Who turns 51?
It's a year
old. Oh, you turned 50, Dom?
Statesman.
Dom, you
turned
50?
50 in June, yes.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Day before, we have a big-ass party at the Jade Monkey.
God. I'm not responsible
Are you
for
ready
these two,
for
by the way.
Oh, man, I can't wait. No. I can't wait, Hawk. It's just been so long. I want to ask you here quickly as you dealt with the COVID, you know, how are your employees holding up, man? I mean, I know it's tough out there, and I know there is some support, but you know, how's your crew doing?
So the vast majority of them, very good. Most of them got unemployment eventually. There was a couple that I had to lend some money to. Unemployment was a real eye-opening thing as far as, like, just the pain in the butt, like the systems from the 60s. You know, it's just a horrible thing, you know?
Yeah, the process.
And, yeah, the process. And, like, so a couple of employees, you know. But you know what? Almost all of them. Hawks actually stayed open the whole time. I told my managers, if you want to close, we'll close. Frankly, it doesn't matter to me because it's the same amount of money whether they stay open or close. But if you guys are having problems with unemployment, you can work, and then, you know, we'll just be open and I'll lose money being open. Who cares? You know, like, lose money being closed, lose money being open. The Monkey, a couple of them really wanted to get fully vaccinated before they came back to work because they have home situations where they live with someone who, you know, and that was fine. So our hours were, like, a little different. The Koi, those employees were just so bored off their butts.
The
Atomic like,
Koi in Fitchburg.
Yeah, they were like, we need to go back to work. They opened up right away. They were like, we don't care. I don't care how little money I make. I need to go back to work before I blow my mind out. You know, so my employees are very loyal. I'm very lucky. Yeah. 99% have returned or have been with me. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, they're loyal to the band, Hawk. They're loyal to you, fella.
They tell me that, and it's weird. Although when I hear about nice other owners, by the way, around town, my Lord, I guess I am a good owner. My God, some gossip out there. Jeez.
Well, I wish we had more time to gossip, but just enough time to announce we're having a live show at the Jade Monkey. We're doing it live, 2 to 5 p.m., Diamond Crute on the deck, and then a reception. All are welcome. Come meet our fine sponsors, our staff. The Devil's Advocates will party like rock stars at that Funky Monkey, the Jade Monkey, One of Hawk's Finer Neighborhood Bars, Cottage Grove Road. That's going off June 15th. We better see you there. Hawk, I can't wait, man.
Party on, bro.
Party on. Hawk, more Devils. We'll be back.
And Republicans done something remarkable.
We don't serve their kind.